And now, the amazing adventures of Montana Morris. Dr. Montana Morris, world-renowned paleontologist, ace fighter pilot, and champion midweight curler, has dedicated his life to the pursuit of those who would do harm to the noble world of fossils. Assisting him is his faithful sidekick, a Swedish talking dog named Jensen. Formerly belonging to Swedish chemist and engineer Alfred Nobel, Jensen is widely considered the world's foremost canine demolitions expert. This week's adventure finds Montana tied to a chair in the middle of the Badlands, in the hands of that fearsome Teutonic troublemaker, Dr. Von Sturm.
Ah, Herr Dr. Morris, we meet at last. Since 1940, I've pursued you across the globe. And now, 2 long years later, I've finally got you cornered.
Dr. Von Sturm, I never expected to find a super-secret Nazi like you inside this secret Nazi super-bunker. At this time of night, on a Wednesday, it appears you've caught me off guard.
We followed you here to the Montana Badlands and built this super-Nazi secret bunker. Now, I know you carry with you an enchanted Apatosaurus toe joint, and I mean to seize its terrible power for the Reich!
You'll never get that toe, Sturm!
Oh? And why is it? My men and I can be very persuasive, Dr. Morris.
We have ways of making you talk. We also have ways of making you cry. And if time permits, we also have ways of making you a sandwich.
I don't want your filthy Nazi hoagies, you fascist scum.
Shall eat 'em und like 'em. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the Reichstag!
Commandant Heidi speaks the truth, Herr Doctor. You will give us the toe, or you will die.
Oh yeah? And what if I don't give you the toe?
I feel like I'm not getting through to you here. If you give us the toe, then you don't die.
Your logic is flawed, fiend. I haven't given you the toe, and yet I'm still alive.
No, I mean, like, if you continue not to give us the toe, we will, in the near future, cause you to die by killing you.
What if I die of natural causes first? I bet you didn't think of that.
Well, how are you feeling? Any sudden illness?
Of course not. I'm the healthiest man on the U.S. Geological Survey. I've been eating 2 rusty nails a day since infancy to build up an immunity to disease.
Okay, then it doesn't seem likely to me that you will die of natural causes any time within, say, the next hour or so.
Or does it?
But no! No, we just clearly established that it does not seem likely.
Herr Sturm! The bunker is coming down around our Aryan ears. It was the dog.
I knew Jensen would come to my rescue.
And how, Herr Doctor, do you expect to escape this crumbling bunker tied to a chair?
The perennial question.
Perplexing to the very end, Dr. Morris.
Herr Sturm, we've got to leave now.
Mark my words, Montana Morris. The Third Reich will claim that Apatosaurus toe!
Jensen, I knew you'd come for me, my canine companion.
Yeah, Dr. Montana. I managed to evade the Nazis when they captured you in the desert.
Ha ha, little did those Hitler huggers realize. The Apatosaurus toe was on your collar the whole time.
Yeah, of course. How else would I be able to talk?
Thanks for untying me, pal. Now let's get out of here. Soon, in the Jeep.
Dr. Montana, I stole these secret plans from the secret German bunker.
Oh, give them here, Jensen, my faithful canine cohort.
Yeah, there you are.
It's all slobbery.
Well, I have no hands free. I had to carry it in my mouth.
Never you mind, Jensen, it's no problem. Let's see what Jerry's got planned for the good old U.S. of A. Oh my God.
What is it, Dr. Montana?
According to these plans, which are a carefully mimeographed version of the original, the Wehrmacht is planning on using its secret necromancer division to... what? Reanimate dinosaur skeletons for use in the North African campaign.
Why in the North African campaign?
Because every good paleontologist knows that a huge sauropod runs faster than either a tank or a camel. Also, they are huge, scary, and effective troop transports. An entire squadron can fit inside the ribcage of a Brachiosaurus.
What? Why do you know this?
The U.S. Army considered it for a while until they realized you couldn't camouflage a giant dinosaur skeleton. That was a geek insult. Anyway, that's not important right now. We've got to stop them from executing this plan. Jensen, turn this jeep around. Soon, in North Africa... Well, here we are in Morocco. Keep driving.
We drive.
What falafel? Good for your soul!
Now, these plans say that the excavation site and ritual ground are right outside this completely inconspicuous museum of natural history.
The plans also say that the ritual begins at moonrise tonight.
What falafel? Acts as a jacket!
And we're just in time. Hurry, past the marketplace!
What falafel? Makes you see in the dark!
Let's get some falafel first. This portion of tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Ziad Brand Middle Eastern Foods. Ziad, if you can't spell it, it's probably delicious. There they are, Jensen. Those Nazi scumbag necromancers have gathered in an unholy circle.
And there is Von Sturm and Commandant Heidi.
They're dressed in the black robes of the Doom Brotherhood, masters of the long-lost art of raising and controlling the dead.
Why would the Germans have access to this knowledge?
Hitler is obsessed with the occult, and those thaumaturgical thugs of the Fuel Society are always after all manner of arcane objects.
Let's move closer. Okay, everyone. Does everyone have their handbooks?
Jawohl, mein Herr Doktor!
Excellent. Now we will open the handbook to page 373. Please rise. Commandant Heidi, please be allowed. Specimens.
Jawohl, mein Herr Doktor.
Begin the ceremony.
Come on, Doctor.
I have wheeled out the specimen.
Let us animate the skeletons.
We've got to stop them. Hurry, Jensen. Work, work. Guten Tag, you filthy fascists. I've come to keep you from reanimating those dinosaurs and spreading bony havoc across North Africa.
Ah, hail Dr. Morris. We've been expecting you.
What? You have? I was just... But we drove across an ocean in a jeep. How could you have possibly anticipated my arrival?
How did we, Heidi?
Well, you got me. By all accounts, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, well, back to business. We need that Apatosaurus bone from you now, Herr Doctor.
That's unlikely. You'll never get it from me, will they, Jensen? Jensen?
Bark!
Hey, let him go, you mangy evildoers!
I'm afraid I can't do that, Morris. We need his Apatosaurus bone for our evil plan. He'll just stick the bone into the cartridge slot of this Nazi Super Nintendo!
Ye gods, that'll bring hideous unlife to these skeletons!
Yes, yes it will! Nazi laugh!
No! No! No!
Now you see, Herr Doctor. I alone control this skeletal Nazi army of dinosaurs! Dinos! Attack!
But there's one thing you'd forgotten, Sturm. There are two things dinosaurs hate more than anything else in the world. The first is Hawaiian pizza. The second one is Nazis.
What? What? How do you know that?
I'm an ace paleontologist. While we've been standing here talking, those dinosaurs have turned on your men.
What? No! Obey my commands! Dinosaurs! Obey! Obey!
Obey this much, Sturm.
Oh! Oh, Finzi. Stepped on by mine own undead dinosaurs. The irony. The cruel Nazi irony.
Now to remove that toe from the Nazi Super Nintendo and correct the fossil record once more. Here's your Apatosaurus toe back, Jensen.
Thank you, Dr. Montana.
Good boy. Now let's get out of here before we get Nazi all over ourselves. And so we leave, ace paleontologist Montana Morris, once again victorious over the Nazi menace.
I think that's a hilarious exchange, because you don't realize until the very end that the dog is driving the Jeep. That's brilliant. We're awesome. Bork, bork! Bork, bork!
Guten Tag. Oh.
Nazi laugh!
What?
That was
ridiculous, guys.
Nazi laugh!
Nazi laugh! Don't laugh!
Worst death rattle ever.
No, I like it.
No, he's gotta say...